Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Episode 33 of the Alchemy Ministry Labs will be in 5 parts. While enjoyable individually, these are ultimately meant to be played simultaneously over multiple stereo systems. Share and enjoy!
first we thought it was a game. Then we knew what the Caliph were all about. The invitation said, the Caliph require your presence. You'll be transported to the lost continent of Mu. Bring your passports, full participation, etc., and all that. After traveling, God knows how long, by train, plane, bus, car, boat, we lost all sense of time and we were told nothing, absolutely nothing. So how can I explain it to you? But as the ship docked, I thought, these guys mean business. The whole thing turned really sinister. I realized, this is no game, this is for real. We have to trust the Caliph, but we're filled with doubt. What are they preparing for us? And why? The lost continent of Mu. It really exists. And we're here. I think. I don't know anything anymore. Nobody wants to tell me anything. The KLF, they're making these furious secret preparations for something. Something big. Or is it the justified ancients of Mu controlling them? We feel helpless like lambs being led to the slaughter, but obeying is their only hope for freedom. Mindlessly we dress in ceremonial robes as ordered, and we accept the contradictions like in a trance. Without a word, the session begins towards the ceremonial grounds. I don't know who that guy in white is, but he's not one of us. We've been swept away by a strange force on a procession to the rites of Mu. Our isolation from the world we left behind is complete. I now accept the mystery. My mind empties of clutter, and for the first time, I'm filled with clarity and peace. Fire bonds our newfound unity. That means everything at this moment. But my heart is pounding like crazy as the ritual music gets more intense, and again, I wonder why. Doubts creep in. I remember what the KLS said about the four handmaids of evil, who, what, where, and what is it, when. And as if to answer my fears, the four angels of Mu rose from the sea. Rose from the sea to protect us. I can't believe this is happening. The rites of Mu are in full flow, and we're part of it all. The angels of Mu lead us to a staging area. My watch tells me it's approaching midnight, but the sun is still shining on this, the longest day. And what is that? A huge, ominous idol with weapons poised stands between us and the sea. Is it good? Is it evil? It's too late to care. That's it. The guy in white, some sort of high priest. He's speaking a tongue that no longer exists, at least in this world. I know now that soon everything will climax, and what lies beyond, enlightenment or madness. Soon everything will climax, and what lies beyond is enlightenment or madness. Whatever it is, I'm ready. I'll focus the psychic energy towards one symbolic object. It's evil, and it must burn.
Throughout the show, we've been hearing Coil with How to Destroy Angels Parts 1 and 2, Western Mantra by Cabaret Voltaire, and material from Nine Inch Nails, Ghosts, and we just heard The Rites of Mu. You're listening to the Alchem Industry Labs, and I'm your DJ Orpheus Stain on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. But next we'll be hearing Underworld, Always Love the Film, remixed by the KLF, and Conquest of Paradise, Orpheus Mix. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid of the dark. Thank you. Since the Catholic Church has decided bishops can give indulgences over television, I decided the Discordian Society can create popes over the radio. And so I was on a show in England in January, only a month ago, BBC Midweek, and they have an estimated listenership of 3 million. And I announced that everybody listening to the show was now a pope and had full authority to pontificate on all subjects. So now we've got 3.5 million Discordian popes, and the number is still rising. And everybody here is now automatically a pope.
There! Finished! Our operation is a smashing success.
The operation is a success.